following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now, when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
Leslie French was hunkered down for a fight.
I was just at the dealership looking for a car.
Lured in by the enemy.
No, it was pretty cordial, but I did need a car loan fast.
There was no time.
I called Navy Federal Credit Union. A really nice guy approved me for a loan on the spot. Great rate, too.
Victory was hers.
Well, a convertible was mine.
4 million members, 4 million stories. From every military branch, DOD, and their families. NavyFederal.org. Federally insured by NCAA.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday and a normal Tuesday. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, chance to win a $25 gift card as we get close to Thanksgiving. Maybe put it towards a prime rib or a turkey or whatever you want for your holiday festivities. Ham! Get yourself a ham. Maybe you don't want a huge ham. You whack it and you have a half a ham or a quarter of a ham. Carrie and the gang will take care of you at Troutman's. Plus, we will be chatting with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, the Class D semifinals of the book last night. Four more games in Class C tonight. We'll get a quick preview from Bob. Plus, we wrap up the football seasons for UNK and Hastings College as they both finish things up on Saturday. So we'll talk with Daryl Morris and with Tony Harper a little bit later on in the program today. So glad you're with us on the program on this Tuesday, 888-455-ESPN. You'll need that number for Troutman's. You'll need that number anytime you want to be a part of the Doug and Daddy Show to give us a call, 888-455-3776. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But a lot of things we just didn't quite get to yesterday, and one of those, I don't think people knew. I don't think people knew, Damon Day, that the Nebraska bowling season began. I don't think people knew that. Fast Ed knew that. That's about it, though.
I've been looking at all the magazines, you know. I've been looking at all the preseason magazines. And
I got the third pick in my fantasy college bowling draft, and I took some gal from I don't even remember where she was.
Can we effort how many
Central Missouri?
Can we effort how many bowling teams there are at the NCAA level?
That'd be a good thing for Jeff to look at, how many actual Division I bowling teams there are. Nebraska is one of the powers, though, and they finished third out of 10 teams at the Crusader Classic held in. You know where that's at?
No. Crusader. Valparaiso?
Valparaiso, Indiana, brother. Yeah.
They were on early this morning.
Yeah, they come and they play in this basketball, and they come to Lincoln for a Thursday night game against the men. So there you go.
Bryce Drew, head coach.
Yeah. Well, is he still?
I think Bryce, yeah. Because Homer Drew was the father. The other Drew Who's the other Drew? The other Drew's at Baylor.
Homer. Well, there's Scott.
Scott Drew's at Baylor. Yeah. Homer Drew was at Valparaiso.
Yeah,
and I believe Bryce now is.
Well, there you go.
So.
Well, I just, you know, Bill Straub says it was a great start to the season. We got off to a good start considering the youth and inexperience we have. It was a nice performance. I expect to improve off this tournament, but it was a nice way to end the season. The Huskers now get ready for the Track Cat Classic in Huntsville, Texas. Friday, November 30th.
Do they have their own lanes on campus, like near the gym?
You know, I used to know all the details here. They used to have the lanes on East Campus.
Okay.
And I don't know what I think they actually go to one of the establishments now in the city of Lincoln.
Okay.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, is going to be first up today because God knows we work around his schedule. Hi, Bob.
Hello there, dude. Yeah, you are more than generous. That is very kind on your part.
I hope it's nothing serious.
Well, you know, I guess we won't know till about 11:45.
All right, we'll keep an eye on you. How'd your road trip go yesterday?
It was spectacular. It was spectacular. The road trip itself was spectacular. It's a beautiful little drive from Elgin to Bruning. I highly recommend it for anybody with 2.5 hours to kill. So, but the football that I saw was also it's also top notch, including the game at Bruning, which was really awesome. I just got done writing a piece that's going to be up on our website later today, just about the scene itself. And you know, at far too many of our games, when you go there, the crowd is a lot more sparse than you wish it was. Maybe there's not quite the enthusiasm that you'd hope for, that sort of thing. But last night, I walked onto the field. It was completely ringed by people. There, you know, the smell of the burgers and the brats rolling through. There's a little crispness in the air. You got two schools where they're, you know, their school districts border, so there was a little feeling in the air, if you will. And it was just an awesome setting. To date, my favorite setting of the year. And the game itself also turned out to be pretty spectacular.
Well, and it was the only close game yesterday, Bob. Did you get a sense from talking to people? I know Exeter Milligan is good, but boy, to beat Howells Dodge, which is the team to beat, and then to have to come back and try and win again, that's tough on anybody. And was that affecting BDS at all?
Well, you know, I can't speak to that because really, well, maybe I can, because BDS actually came out. And frankly, they had a little trouble with Exeter Milligan's speed, as almost everybody that's going to play Exeter Milligan is going to do. It took them a little bit to adjust. They got behind and, frankly, looked a little bit out of sorts. They've got a big, strong offensive line, but they had a terrible time trying to block the kids from Exeter. But as that game moved along, it's kind of – I hate to draw the comparison with the Huskers because that's just stupid. But the point is that they did. They started to wear them down. And you know, they got a 2-touchdown lead, and frankly, they're going in for the kill shot. Got the ball down to the extra 30 and fumbled. And Exeter scored 4 plays later, got back in the game, and just wouldn't go away. Later in the game, Bruning had another drive. They got down, I don't know, 15-yard line somewhere around in there, fumbled it away again. And then the last possession that they had, last real possession that they had before the touchdown. You know, there they were. They were again in striking distance and got held on downs. And Exeter turned around and threw a long touchdown pass to win the ball game. And, I mean, it's right in line with everything else that's happened this postseason. There's been all sorts of weirdness. You know, Exeter's quarterback isn't a quarterback. He's a running back. James Sluka, he's the only reason he's playing running back or quarterback is because the quarterback, Nolan White, who's one of the best athletes at the position in the whole class, broke his hand 4 games ago. And he played defense last night, but you're not going to take many snaps with that cast that he had on that looked about the size of a late summer watermelon. And so Slukas, you know, just leaned back and threw it as far as he could. A kid named Kyle Jensen caught the ball and ran it into the end zone, and now Exeter's in the finals for the first time in school history in a game that certainly looked like it was going to go the other way just probably 20 minutes earlier.
Obviously, Exeter, like you said, first time in the state tournament or state finals, going to take on Elgin Public Pope John, defending champ. Do they even have a chance?
Oh yeah, they do, Damon.
Okay.
I tell you what, one thing, when you're in our business, you know, you like to throw it around a little bit and call for an upset now and again, you know, just kind of mix things up. Don't do that. Don't do that this year because the upsets are taking care of themselves. There's no way to predict some of this stuff. But I did see both Elgin and Exeter firsthand yesterday, and it'll be a lot like yesterday's game. I mean, Elgin is a team that's built on power. They're built on just lining up tight, just run it down your throat. And Exeter just loves the idea of frolicking in the open field, if you will, and running right past you. And last night, they proved to me at least that they could handle the big boys up front because BDS has got awful good size in the line. I think it's going to be a classic game. I think that could end up being one of the best finals we have, actually.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, with us for just a couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper in their regular Tuesday segments. We all know about Giltner. What does Humphrey St. Francis have, Bob? I mean, they took care of Fall City Sacred Heart pretty good last night.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, having seen both Sacred Heart and St. Francis, that game kind of went the way I thought it would. Fall City Sacred Heart has had some tremendous, I mean, all-time great football teams down there. But this wasn't necessarily one of them. What this was a good team that beat everybody that it played. And there is a distinct difference. St. Francis is big and strong, Doug. They've got five seniors in the line. Power football is what they're all about. They've got a real nice quarterback that can throw the ball when they have to, but it's still going to come down to the same thing as it has everybody else. I listened to your masterful call of the game last night, and you made a real good point. You know, if you look at the score, you know, what was it, 38-6? You think what a bunch of losers at Shelton. Well, the only problem is Shelton played great for probably 80% of the snaps, but you turn your back for a second, and the next thing you know, somebody just ran 70 yards for a touchdown. And what St. Francis is going to have to find a way to do is one of two things. They're either going to have to absolutely sell out to get to Finley, or they're going to have to find a way to cover all those receivers. And nobody's been able to cover those receivers. And frankly, Shelton didn't do too bad last night, actually, from what I could tell, getting to Finley, making him move a little bit. But you got to put some pressure on him, or, you know, it's going to be another, 50 points that they're going to score. And so, again, that's, St. Francis is big and strong, and they're going to score some points. But, just how much they can temper Giltner's passing game will decide who wins that ball game.
Moving to Class C1 playoff tonight, you got Adams Central versus Boone Central, Newman Grove. Adams Central coming off the victory versus Kearney Catholic. How does this one play out in your opinion?
Well, Damon, here's the deal. There's been some little changes here and things over the last few days, but taking that Adams Central Boone Central game, I've said a couple times that I thought Boone was playing as good as anybody in the state in C1 right now. Now they have not had the same road to this place that Adams Central's had. I think it's fair to say that Boone got probably as good a draw as any number one seed in any of the classes, and that's not to denigrate anybody they played. It's just a statistical fact. It'll be interesting to see. This, like so many games, is going to come down to the line. Both of these teams have outstanding lines. It's just going to be a matter of who gets their way up front. Because I don't look for anything. I don't look for there to be anything really weird offensively. I think it's going to be real basic stuff. I think that people are just going to come right at one another. The two guys will have an awful lot to say. Jake Fowler, the running back from Adams Central, and Tanner Mazur, the quarterback from Boone Central, two of the best athletes, two of the best football players at skill positions in the class. I don't know. I've got my fingers crossed behind my back, but I've got Boone in a close one, which should almost guarantee an Adams Central win. And we'll see what happens. But I think that obviously you've got two of the top three teams in the state, top four, somewhere in that. And it's truly a worthy semifinal game.
Sutton, Donovan Trumbull, the game we're at tonight, we know a lot about it. It is the Cole Wiseman option attack with a good running attack for Sutton, taking on a Donovan Trumbull team that has improved since that last football game. I know Sutton has as well, but I would think Donovan has probably improved more. Not that that means that they're going to win the game tonight, but I think it's two interesting styles going against each other.
Well, you know, a lot of times in my professional career, dude, I've been envious of you, okay? Probably never more so. Well, no, never more so than the night you got to call that first Sutton-Donovan game. I got to listen to part of that going from game to game, and by all accounts, that was one of the most fun games of the whole year. Lots of great athletes, lots of big plays. There's no reason to think it will be any different tonight, although I got to admit, I've said it a couple times, the thing that got me about Donovan Trumbull's last game against St. Pat's was not the 35 points they scored. It was the six they allowed. And anything close to that, you know, replicating that performance in any form or fashion will, I won't say guarantee, because you can't drop the ball or throw an interception, but all things being equal, Donovan wins, and it'd probably be fairly easily. As it is, you know, Sutton didn't get to be 11-0. Without being a pretty good football team. One of my favorite players in the game, and a guy that you don't hear nearly enough about, Max Olson, one of the leading tacklers in the state, the leader of the offensive line there at Sutton. And like I said, you know, guys like him are going to have a lot to say about who wins the game tonight, because the Cole Wisemans and the Riley Wilfongs of the world can only do their thing if somebody hasn't tackled them. And so, I don't know. Max's boys are going to have to step it up tonight, because I what you said is true. I think there might not be a better example of improvement from start to this point of the playoffs than what's happened at Donovan Trumbull. I just did a little statistical analysis just a few minutes ago about that thing, and the last two games, Donovan Trumbull scored 84 points against two teams, St. Pat's and Crofton, that allowed 5.7 points a game. So to say that they're hitting on all cylinders would be an understatement of drastic proportion.
Adams Central, Boone Central, tonight on KHAS, 1230 a.m. at 7, 6:30 kickoff for Sutton, Donovan Trumbull on Classic Hits 98.9. And let's finish with this, because I know I heard about it last weekend a little bit. I heard about it at the volleyball tournament. And unless people are from that area or have checked out some of your in the latest article here on the preview of tonight's game, we had an unfortunate, a very tragic incident happen in a football game last week to Isaac Pfeiffer, and it didn't end well.
No, it didn't. And I'm glad you brought that up, Doug, because I was going to butt my nose in and say something about it. When you hit your knees and pray tonight, Pray for Isaac Pfeiffer and pray for people like him. Isaac, I talked to Coach Jeff Beller from Norfolk Catholic this morning, and I've never talked to Isaac Pfeiffer. I don't know the kid at all, but talking to Jeff, he just said, you know, you're talking about one of those kids that's liked by everybody, that respects the people around him, does things the right way, and he just got, he was in a bad place. He made just a simple football tackle. I've seen the video. It was a nothing play, but he landed wrong, broke his neck, and he is paralyzed from the waist down. And you know, as a dad, you get a big old lump in your throat. As a football fan, it takes a lot. Now, I'm going to be at that game tonight, and you know they're going to play football, and kids are awfully resilient. They're a lot more resilient than adults, and you know the kids. Especially at Norfolk Catholic, they really want to get out there and play a football game. They want to play this football game. Obviously, Isaac is going to be in the back of their mind, but they need to play a football game. They need to get on with things. And the good news And it's great news if you ask me. Talking with Coach Beller, the team coaches and some supporters went down to see Isaac at the hospital in Omaha, and the kid's in great spirits. I mean, he got a smile on his face. He was really happy for the visit. He knows that people are around him and care about him. But suddenly the game goes from the next chapter of the greatest high school rivalry in the state, if you ask me. State semifinal, finals, it's Norfolk Catholic going for three in a row, the first C1 team to ever do that. Jeff Beller's got a chance to win his 300th game. To being reminded that, it's just a game. I like the game an awful lot. I know there's a lot of us that like the game an awful lot, but it is only a game, and there are things that certainly outrank it. And like I said, the good news is that Isaac is in a good place. He's in good spirits. He is still paralyzed from the waist down. There had been hope that maybe he would have some sort of immediate response, but they're still holding out hope that through some rehab that he'll be able to regain some of that, and time will only tell. But it's more than a football game tonight at Pierce, but you also have to realize it is an important game, and it's probably going to be as good a game as we have in the playoffs all year long.
All right, buddy. We always appreciate the time, and hopefully all goes well for all the kids out there tonight. We'll see you in Lincoln next week.
Yeah, you bet, dude. Thanks a lot, and thanks for the concession with the schedule.
We do what we can. We'll see if Coach Morris is still waiting for us.
It'll be fine. All right.
Hey, take care, buddy. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. We will take a break. Tony Harper, Daryl Morris scheduled to join us, and we'll talk more about high school football and all the other sports that are going on after this.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December, only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45 cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. Sponsored by Cargill, State Bank of Riverdale, Fox Nebraska, and Nebraska Land Distributors. The 2012 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 14th and 15th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo! Resurrection Fighting Alliance.
One of the fastest growing fight leagues in the country is back.
Incarnate.
Friday, November 30th.
Don't miss. RFA 5.
Featuring its first ever title fight. Ultimate Fighter competitor Jordan Rinaldi and RFA veteran Jared Downing. Battle for the belt.
In the RFA 5.
Main event. The stacked fight card also features Enrique Torres, Tony Rodriguez, Jesus Sandoval, Richard Barajas, Josh Smith, and more.
It's RFA 5.
Friday, November 30th at Kearney's Vero Event Center. Get your tickets now at KearneyEvents.com.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tuesday lunch special at the Chicken Coop. Dollar off any salad. And you can get those. What I like is you can get the taco salad, really good. Or you can get one of their chicken salads. And then it's just like, instead of putting it in a hoagie bun, you get some tomatoes and some lettuce and then whatever else you kind of want on there. And you can get the sauce. And there you go. So you got some health. You don't have to do that.
Add in the health diet. I do like the health side of it.
God knows I've realized lately health evidently is important. I don't know. But the Chicken Coop's going to take care of you. And tonight you can get right into it with Wing Basket Night. $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. And don't forget, you can book their party room for your holiday party. It's never too late to get a hold of the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Their rooms are available for any get-together holiday party or whatever you have in mind. Happy hour from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, watching all of your favorite sports at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Well, hard to believe that this is it. It is the end of the football season for UNK and Hastings College. Coach Daryl Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, just again, thanks for your time all season long, and let's put a bow on this thing. Things didn't end exactly like you wanted, but there's so much to talk about the first year in the MIAA, the way the season started, the way it ended. Today we have the all-conference teams that were recognized. So I guess let's start there. Sam Cook and Cole have been named second team all-conference. Let's start with those kids.
Well, you know, both of them are certainly deserving of that honor, and we're proud of them. You know, Cole's been this year was basically a cornerstone of our offensive line and played a lot of good football for us. He is a good football player in the MIAA. He's certainly deserving of that, as well as Sam Cook, who basically, you know, was the general on the defense, played the quarterback position at free safety, made a lot of calls, and played a lot of good football for us, had a couple picks, blocked a couple of punts, you know, scored a touchdown, and both those guys are very deserving of their honor.
How was the process? I know it's we had our talks about how the process went for postseason and preseason accolades in the RMAC. What's it like in the MIAA?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was very organized and went really quite rapidly. Took about 3 hours to go through each position and get everybody talk about their nominees and that kind of thing. Obviously, you know, when you're 3-8 and towards the bottom of the conference, you're not going to get a lot of postseason accolades for your players, and we feel bad about that, but, you know, you got to win more games, get more guys on that team.
Tommy Flanagan, I mean, you have a handful. Let's see, honorable mentioner Matt Berry, Tommy Flanagan, Ricky Trinidad, Pete Trouse, Justin Thiel, Dex Schweiger. One or two of those that just got edged out. I would have thought what Tommy did, even against some of these MIAA teams, was it the injuries that kind of held him back?
I think probably, you know, just not having the numbers. Obviously, Tommy being a wide receiver and us having played six quarterbacks and none of them, you know, what you'd call rocket launchers back there throwing the football. So, you know, his numbers weren't not what they were. So he basically made it off of previous honors he had gotten in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference and stuff he'd done at South Dakota U. And, of course, they saw him run around. He did have a 60-yard touchdown run against Missouri Western. And, you know, when you do that against those guys, that helps you a little bit. But, until we can, have a career in the MIAA where the coaches in that league see a guy over 2 or 3 years and know that they've been a good, steady, consistent player for that period of time, you're probably not going to do him a whole lot better than what we did yesterday.
Ricky had a decent game as well to wrap things up this past Saturday, but your overall thoughts on the Fort Hays State game?
That's a disappointing loss. I thought we played very well on both sides of the ball, in the first half. did a great job of executing the 16-second field goal there at the end of the half, and then couldn't get it between the uprights. But, you know, had a 23-10 lead at the half, and then I just felt like the wheels came off the train. We played about as poorly as we could play defensively. Very disappointed in our defensive performance in the second half. Again, coming out of the house and letting them take the opening drive and stick it in for us, and you know, big play in us and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we've got to make some changes defensively. We've got to figure out, you know, why we can't come out of the house in the second half and you know, get a lead and then, you know, turn right around and let the defense or let the offense, you know, come back and get right back in the ball game. But we'll do those things as we go through the evaluation process here. And, you know, but disappointing loss for our seniors for sure. Disappointing loss for our program. And, you know, we've got to get better.
Coach, as the season ends, evaluation process, like you said, what are two or three things that you really learned from this year moving forward that you did well or that you need to improve upon?
Well, certainly the one thing that I know to be a fact is we have to increase our overall team speed. We're probably the slowest team in the MIAA, and that is going to require some changes in personnel. I mean, we're dead last in defending the pass in the MIAA. That cannot continue. So we're going to have to find some guys that can help us not be dead last in the MIAA in the pass defense. And, you know, we've got to just increase our team speed, get faster, more depth that's faster, and be able to threaten people vertically on offense, and then also be able to stay with the people that they got going vertical on their offense as well. So certainly we got to do that. I think we found out that offensive line-wise and defensive line-wise we're probably comparable and that can compete. And, you know, so we feel good about that we kind of can actually recognize linemen that can play and compete in that league. But it's certainly the skill positions that we got to get better and get more depth in.
UNK head football coach Daryl Morris with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday, wrapping up the Loper season. Daryl, when you recruit speed, because I don't know, I'm asking this as a general I have no idea question. Teams have found out throughout history that it's time to recruit speed or it's time to recruit bulk or whatever. When you recruit speed, are you looking for football players or are you looking for fast kids and turn them into football players?
No, I'm looking for football players. You know, they're as fast. And then there's track fast, and then there's football fast. And there are kids that can run, and then there are kids that are runners. And we need kids that are runners, that can change direction, that can flip their hips, that can backpedal, that can come out of a backpedal and be running full speed and, you know, change direction, make plays in space. And there's a difference between running straight down the track between two lines and changing direction and that kind of stuff. So we're looking for kids that are fast football players and that have the ability to change direction and do all the things you got to do on a football play.
Got an email here from Rich in Kearney, which I guess probably is what all fans want to know. How do you feel this team would have fared in the RMAC now that there's a transition, just for, I guess, reference point?
Oh, you know, with the injuries that we had and that kind of thing, I think we'd have probably been, we'd probably had a year like Colorado School of Mines had in the RMAC, where they finished in the middle of the pack there. Probably would have been difficult for us to beat Pueblo this year. I think, you know, a couple other teams. Chattern has a good football team, evidently. So, but I don't think we'd have been in the bottom of the RMAC for sure. So we'd have certainly fared better. But it would probably been a down year for us no matter what league we were in. It's just that this league is better than the RMAC from top to bottom. And, you know, there's some teams that we lost to that only won one or two games. And you know, that we did not play well against defensively, that were towards the bottom of the league in offense and things like that. So I think it would have been an average year for us anywhere we were.
Coach, the NCAA playoff teams were announced, and I noticed that the MIAA obviously got two into that playoffs, but I also noticed two teams are going to a bowl game. Is that something we're starting to see in Division II? Is that something that's going to become more prevalent as you move forward?
I'm not sure how many bowl games there are at the Division II level. I do know that that the MIAA does have agreements with two different bowl games that the two teams that finish the best in their league that do not go to the national playoffs will play in two different bowl games. So it's just another opportunity for that league to get its programs exposure on the national level, extend their seasons, and allow them to play some of the best competition in the country from outside the MIAA.
Coach, I guess love to hear kind of a closing statement from you, whether it's on the season or the first year in the MIAA or where the program's been in the last 12 months. Now that the football season's over, I guess just your final thoughts.
Well, you know, it's time to get busy, and we got 9 months before we play our next ball game, and we have no time to waste. And, you know, recruiting cranks up here hot and heavy, and we've got to go out and find some kids, some that can come in and help us be competitive next year more than we were this year, and some that can be competitive down the road. So it's all going to be about recruiting here. But we appreciate everybody's support, you guys, as well as everybody else in the community to come out to the games. We'll need that continued support, and we thank everybody for that.
Daryl, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care. Daryl Morris, head football coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon Day co-hosted with me, Doug Duda, again on this Tuesday. What do you think? Relief?
Oh, no. I know the Coach Morris and that football staff. I don't think it's – I think right now for those guys it is pin your ears back and let's go recruit. I mean, that's all you can do is when a situation in a season with injuries, they don't really – I think probably the rougher part for them is they don't know what they have really because they did have so many injuries. You've obviously developed some depth, but there's a lot of things that just – when you have that many injuries and that many setbacks – per se, you kind of get there becomes a fog of what do we really have, what can we hang our hat on, and so I'm sure they're in that process right now of getting after it on the recruiting side of things, because at the end of the day you can coach so much, but you got to have some horses to do some things, and it sounds like they know exactly what it is they feel that they need to improve upon, and I think that's the one thing that makes it exciting for them as a coaching staff moving forward is that opportunity to build up where they're at. You know, if you listen to coaches, you know, there's this new thing in college coaching. I don't know if you've seen it with ESPN and all the articles. They're basically saying that a coach, about 10 years, should basically have a run of about 10 years, you know, and then it's kind of either time to move up or do something different. What us at UNK, what's great about for us is we basically all got new jobs, but don't have to sell our houses and don't have to move our family. I mean, but we did because we've made that move, and I think that's what – they're the first ones. You know, when you look at the volleyball success, you know, it's a different animal. They were, you know, type of thing as far as, you know, they have their girls. You know, depth doesn't become as big of an issue, and it's not a contact sport per se. So volleyball, you know, showed that we could – but some of the other sports, basketballs, you know, both men's and women's, baseball, softball – it's going to be a whole different animal from the standpoint of moving forward, and I think that's what we learned from football is there's going to be it's a different league. So you're going to need different types of players.
Arlo for Lake tomorrow, part of our Husker lunch at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. Sean Callahan will be on hand. The show from 11 to 12. Sean talking Husker football, recapping Penn State, looking at Minnesota, getting closer to a possible Big Ten championship game. And Wisconsin, how much better will they be? If that is the opponent, will it be Nebraska taking them on? It's tomorrow, our Husker lunch going on at Cunningham's in downtown Kearney. We'll be back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth in just a moment. Talk with Hastings College football coach Tony Harper and get the sense here from Damon Day now that Notre Dame's another step closer to playing in a national championship game right after this.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile, insurance made easy. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time to get winter ready. Dick's Sporting Goods has more of the best brands to keep you warm as the weather gets colder. The North Face, Columbia, Spyder, Burton, Kopin, Marmot, Mountain Hardware, and more. Dick's has the widest selection in styles and colors in men's, women's, and youth jackets and accessories. And don't forget to grab a new snowboard. Dick's carries the snow equipment you need. Before hitting the slopes, stop into Dick's Sporting Goods today. Every season starts at Dick's.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. Sponsored by Aurora Cooperative, Farm Credit Services of America, Pioneer Hybrid, and Kearney Visitors Bureau. The 2012 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 14th and 15th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop as we head through the day today with a high of 56 with southwest winds to 5 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll drop off to 20 with a light southwest wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 43.
Damon Day's homecoming pep-up song right here.
That was the walkout song back in the day.
That was one of them. God. They should put together, there should be some compilation of what your come out onto the field song, come out onto the basketball court was song to start things. Because, you know, I'm trying to think about it. The volleyball players, they put together the mixes, and you do that. But, I mean, when we came out, it was always come out of the locker room, up the stairs, out on the court. The band was fired up with the same song all the time to bring you on the court for warm-ups. And it's not quite that way anymore.
No. Now it's all piped in music off of iPods and whatnot. I remember coming out to the band. That was it. You know, a couple tubas, five trombone guys, a couple trumpets and some drums, and that was the...
There's still some bands, but...
Yeah.
Not quite the way it used to be. Doug and Daddy Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram taking care of you as 2012 comes to an end. Don't forget those special year-end savings will be kicking in. Had a chance to talk to the big man, Andy, yesterday. He says things are going well and they've got some new things that are coming out. Keep an eye out for what is new as they wrap up 2012 and get into 2013. But they have over 225 pre-owned vehicles in stock right now on their lot. And if you're looking for something new, maybe it's a Christmas gift for someone in the family, maybe it's a Christmas gift for you, maybe it's a tax break at the end of the year, Buick Enclave, Chevy Silverados, more of them than anything else on the lot. They've also got 2012 and 2013 Rams, Chrysler 200s, and a whole lot more. Check it out at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think Midway, it's a better way. Doug Duda, Damon Day on this Doug and Daddy Show, a Tuesday where we are wrapping up part of our football season. All of the high school stuff is done except for just the remaining semifinal games tonight and championship next week, and we're getting really ready for winter. Tonight, UNK at Hastings College men's basketball. The Lopers won last night at Shadron, and I believe Tony Harper will be out there, you know, taking tickets, and he joins us now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Coach.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing good. And again, like we told Daryl, thanks as always for all the time that you provide us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And what a roller coaster. Your roller coaster wasn't quite like UNK's. Yours was up, 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 and down, down, down. And I know the kids wanted to win. Everybody wants to win when you play athletic competition. But after the bubble burst the week before, and it's a meaningless game as far as playoff, what was the attitude all last week trying to get Wesleyan?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. It was a very great atmosphere. The kids busted. They worked hard. I mean, we had a great week of practice offensively and defensively. And, you know, we lost those last four in a row, and the last one hurts a lot. But I tell you what, that was the best game that we had played in that four-game losing streak. Credit to Coach Keller and that staff about what those guys came out and did. They played great. But we competed for a full four quarters against Wesleyan, and it was a fun game to be a part of. I wish we could have had a different outcome for our seniors and everything like that. But, you know, they competed and they finished, and that's a big thing that we got to build upon in this offseason.
Well, Coach, take me through that football game, especially from the seniors' perspective and how things went. It doesn't do us any good to talk about turnovers or penalties or third down conversions because it's a whole new group of guys, but this was a pretty evenly matched football game.
It really was, and you know, we kind of struggled a little bit earlier. We muffed a punt, and that was what got them their first touchdown. But and then the guys settled down, started playing football, and you know, we traded punches, and you know, they got some first downs, we got some first downs, not as many as they did, obviously. Our defense, you know, banged around a little bit. We messed up a little bit, a lot on special teams, and we got to fix that this off season. But I tell you what, John Dostal, his competition, I mean, all the way up until their fourth down when they got that to end the game, Johnny D was fighting. He played a heck of a game on Saturday. And you got Keenan Balazs. He had a pretty solid game. We had some receivers come up big. But John Malise defensively was a man out there. I mean, he led us in tackles from the defensive line spot. His energy just seeped out through the whole team. Kane Ellenberg had a good game from the free safety with a couple big hits and pass breakups. So it was good to see those guys leave everything out there. But, again, we just had a couple mental mistakes that kind of cost us that. But, again, credit to Wesleyan with what those guys did because their defense got after us. And they had two big turnovers that we just couldn't rebound from.
Coach Tanner Paxton, GPAC, first team offense. What can you tell us about Tanner?
He's a great young man, and he comes from a great family, and I can say that because he's got a little bit of that Missouri blood in him, so I know he's a great man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't fault him for that now.
I got to try and find a good football team in Missouri that's not in the MIAA. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, you're not going to find one. But Tanner, you know, he's just a sophomore, and he came in last year, and you know, he started the second game of the season. He hasn't relinquished that position at any point. He is a leader. He works hard. His demeanor, his attitude kind of started coming out this week. He started getting a little bit more comfortable. He plays with the edge that we need on this team. I mean, he's really walking that fine line, and he's just a great young man that works hard, and I tell you what, he's fun to be around. You know, he never has a bad day. He's a lot like Tommy Van Hout, and that's who I would like to compare him to. But he's going to be a staple here for the next 2 years.
We're talking with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College. All-conference came out for both UNK and Hastings College today. The first thing that caught my eye wasn't necessarily Tanner on first team, but the second team quarterback's John Dostal, and that just says something about a kid who didn't have the starting job 10 days before the opening game.
You're exactly right with that. And you're talking about a roller coaster ride that we had this year. John's whole career here has been a roller coaster. I mean, it's up, down, sideways. You know, he's all over the place. And what he did, you know, at the final game, John was about, I think, 60 yards away from being the season record holder for most yards in the season for a quarterback at Hastings College. And the success that Hastings College has had in the past, and for John to be right there, that just shows you how much he improved. And what he did, and I said this throughout the whole year, is he was in here all the time watching film and getting better and picking the coach's brains. And Johnny had a great year, and I think, you know, he's definitely deservingly of that honor. All the conference coaches, you know, it was a unanimous thing that John was going to be second team. I'm very proud of what he did, and he's earned everything that he got.
Yeah, some more kids make all-conference, too. Tell us, I can rattle them off here for the folks real close. You had our second team, we had Alex Gilden on the defensive side of the football, and Tyler Mertens, and you also had Trevor Bone out there. Talk about those guys.
You know, I'll really focus on those offensive guys because those, you know, I think we doubled our output from the previous year in yards, pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns, all that stuff from what we did last year to this year. Our offensive coaches did a great job. You know, you look at Trevor Bone, and I told this at the conference meeting. I go, fellas, this time a year ago, Trevor Bone was our second-string quarterback. And for Trevor to do what he did, you know, he had 40 catches. I don't know how many touchdowns, but he had pretty good yards. Trevor really worked hard this year. He had a couple drops as the season went on, but his future is only bright. I mean, he's got a huge upside, and we're excited to have Trevor back, and we're looking forward to what he can do. Tyler Mertens, you know, he came from Waverly. We had him at tight end. We had him at fullback, moved him back to tight end. He got his second team all-conference at tight end, but that's just because he's so versatile. I mean, he could catch the ball out of the slot. He was a punishing blocker at the fullback. We're going to really miss Tyler's aggressiveness and toughness in the backfield. And then Alex Gilden, he's a redshirt freshman, and we knew he was going to be special when he got here a year ago. I think he had four or five picks, took one or two back for touchdowns. He's a special kid, and we're very excited to see him, too, coming back for the next 3 years. So we got some good young guys. And, again, our guys that got honorable mention, like Nick Blunt, Zane Anstein, John Malise, some of those guys, they're very deserving of the awards of what they received, too.
Let's talk about what this football team is going to look like next year. We went from being a defensive team to an offensive team to a defensive team to an offensive team. You know how that goes. We've joked about it all year that you guys are going to have to outscore people. Will it be a total flip next year, or what are you looking at?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be very close. Now, we return 9 of our 11 starters on the defense, plus every single backup, and we're expecting the defense to pick it up. And we had our team meeting yesterday, and a lot of defensive guys stayed afterwards. You know, I talked to a couple linebackers already today. This is the first time in my 7 years here that we haven't had a linebacker on either first team or second team. So these guys are hungry, and we know we got to improve on that, and we got a lot of talent coming back over there. Offensively, we take a hit. We lose our entire starting backfield. But I think if you look at kind of dig down into the stats and stuff, Matt Overmiller is going to be coming back. He's leading the quarterbacks going into spring ball. He's played college football. Sean Robinson, a freshman tailback who is also all-conference at kick return, he played some college football this year. Caleb Kufall got some reps at fullback this year. So it's not like we're going to replace seniors with freshmen. Now, obviously, the freshmen are going to get opportunities to come in and compete, but everybody as a coach wants to have these 21-year-old guys in here just because of the maturity level. And we got a pretty good core coming back. And, you know, we had our team meeting yesterday. We got 93 guys on our spring roster, and we're fired up. We're already in the weight room working hard. We're looking forward to it. We got a bad taste in our mouth. The good thing here, to be honest with you, last year we go 6-4. Everybody's happy around here. Everybody's smiling. We go 6-4 this year, we got a bad taste in our mouth, and we're unhappy. So I like the direction that this program's going, and we just got to continue to improve.
Coach, Morningside qualified as well as Northwestern qualified for the national football championship. Handicap their odds type of thing. Is Morningside a team to beat?
I believe so. I mean, they're probably the most well-rounded team in the conference defensively, offensively, and special teams. They do a thing, you know, on their special teams, they don't do a bunch of tricky stuff, but they're very sound in what they do. Their defense is very sound in what they do with their quarter coverage, and obviously their offense is unbelievable. I mean, they're averaging 50-some points. I think they got to be going in, if not the favorite to win it this year, one of the top two or three. Northwestern is right there. I think the only thing that's hurt Northwestern right now is their special teams, but their defense and offense is very aggressive, and they come after you. I would expect to see both those teams come out of the first round with wins, and they'll probably be seeing each other in, if not the second round, for sure, in the third round.
Tony, we'll do the same as we did with Daryl. Final thoughts. I'll let you have the closing statement.
Now, you don't want me to ramble too long now, do you?
It's all your world. We can hang up anytime we want.
There you go. That sounds like my conversation I have with my wife a lot. She just kind of tunes me out. But, you know, I appreciate all the support that you guys give us and allow me to get on here and talk about our program and our young men. And, you know, this season was a very interesting, trying time for us. We learned a lot as players. We learned a lot as coaches. You know, some of the things that we accomplished this year, first 6-0 start since 1999, first back-to-back winning season since 08 and 09, highest ranking since 09. We're starting to make steps in the right direction. We just got to maintain our guys. We got to keep our guys here. We got to go out and get the right guys to fit this program. But a lot of good things are happening here at Hastings College. But again, I appreciate y'all's support and listening to me ramble. And I look forward to doing it again next year.
Tony, we'll talk again soon. Enjoy the recruiting process and the holidays, and we'll talk to you again.
Sounds great. Thank you all. Have a good holiday.
Tony Harper, thanks, buddy. He's got some turkeys on his staff, by the way. Some of them run around with world gold medal football championships. We love bringing that up. Maybe he'll have more of his staff going overseas this year, bringing home world titles. Coach Brown, crazy cat.
I know nothing of what you speak of.
You know, went over. It was we had some fun with that. It was it wasn't the Olympics, but it's like the World Championships of actually playing football. But the United States sends a team of obviously non NFL players, but guys that have been on the roster. Most all of them had seen some NFL time.
Okay,
and some of them were young, just coming out of college. They went to was it Belgium? Have to double check. Germany, somewhere way over there for a while. We talk about that every once in a while. Anyway, 888-455-ESPN. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. A reminder that all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Don't forget that if you want a Whopper, they're going to take care of you like they have been for 30 years. Maybe you want a chicken sandwich or a wrap. They'll take care of you there. And don't forget breakfast 6 to 11 every day. Two locations in Kearney, also North Platte, Cozad, and Lexington. BK.
Hey there, Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. As you know, I've been a big fan of Vizio TVs for years now, and today, folks, I'm excited to tell you about their new line of innovative personal computers. From the sleek all-in-one PC to the razor-thin design of the thin and light Ultrabook, Vizio has the PC industry buzzing. In fact, the Vizio Thin and Light Ultrabook was just awarded 4.5 out of 5 stars from PC World. Go to Vizio.com/computing to learn more.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them to...
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Supply and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It took producer Jeff to almost the whole show, but that's why he's there. He scouted it down when we started talking Nebraska women's bowling. You have found out that there are 31 Division I bowling teams, huh?
Yes, sir.
Do they have a top 20?
Yep, and then they have like six teams that are receiving votes. So basically, if you're in the bottom five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I found that early on in the show. I just didn't want to share it with you guys because we had a trio of guests.
We got Luke Hoover every Thursday from RotoWire. How about this? If you were a fantasy football person through Yahoo Sports, not a good weekend because they had a site outage that left thousands of players complaining of last-minute lineup problems and possible lost money. Ken Fuchs, the head of entertainment, emailed, I hope it's Fuchs, that's what I'm going with. He emailed players early Monday to apologize for problems with the site and its mobile apps. He says the outage started about 1 hour before the first games kicked off, which he calls awful timing. And we all know if you're trying to make those last-minute changes or you're seeing who's in and on the injured list, who's going to play, who's not. Yahoo said Monday afternoon on its fantasy football Twitter account that the website was back up, but users were still unable to make lineup changes on their mobile app at the time. Players enraged about the outage took to Twitter, Facebook, and a variety of other spots to express their displeasure, some saying they plan to switch platforms as a result. Oh, my God.
Wow. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Oh, bad, bad deal. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Get ready. We're going to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here in just a moment. But we've talked about the high school football playoffs. Want to hit a couple of other notes. Rex Burkhead did practice yesterday for the Huskers. And Damian Stafford said, no big deal. Me and Bo were yelling at each other. Wasn't even really yelling at each other on that Penn State game. It's all fine. It's no problem.
I think Bo just speaks at a yell. I mean, is it really? I mean, he's loud when he speaks. So, I mean, I guess you could say he's, anytime he talks, he's yelling at somebody. I mean, I'm a person that speaks loud as well, so people sometimes think that I'm just yelling, but I didn't see the altercation. But I will tell you this, Bill O'Brien, I know he won't get it, but he's got to be up somewhere for Coach of the Year.
Oh, there's no doubt. I've been on the Penn State bandwagon.
I mean,
said from day one, they're getting the short end, and it's just a bad deal from a totally football.
What is it? Not those one kids, person. Yo. What is it? Not one person is left. No AD. No chancellor. No assistant.
Not anybody that's been. Not anybody that was shown the door. Now
right.
That's about it. Here's some of the comments from Damian Stafford after practice yesterday about the stuff that happened.
Discussion.
Yeah, the discussion on the sideline.
That's just people making something out of nothing. That's it. Me and both. We know what's going on. We know we're good, and that's all that really matters. You know what I mean?
Well, I know what you mean, Damien, but what happened?
We're just talking about the last series. You know, we got scored on. We gave up a touchdown. It wasn't nothing. Just talking, and they zoom in and just make something out of what it wasn't.
So, Damien, why does people keep talking about this?
Yeah, we weren't executing on the field, and, you know, just emotions flying everywhere. That's pretty much it.
So did you guys kiss and make up at halftime? Is that the deal?
Oh, we talked about it right away, right after. That's what the big deal was, because right after, me and Bo were talking calm, but, you know what I mean, they just played a piece where we're kind of barking. So that's all good.
Yeah, you don't usually see the player finger pointing.
No. No.
A little strange there. UNK Volleyball home tonight to take on Central Oklahoma in the MIAA Championships. And may I say, go out and support the Lopers, because sometimes they've needed a little extra support here. This hasn't been their friend always the postseason the last few years. They're 30-2, tied for second of the nation in the new poll. But as long as they keep winning, they get to stay at home for the conference tournament this week, which is better than going to Topeka or Kirksville, Missouri, or Warrensburg.
What are they, the regional? Isn't that, what are they?
They were eighth, but they have not been updated. I believe that'll come out tomorrow, the updated regional rankings.
Do we have a chance to host that regional ranking?
None. Zero.
Okay. So you're ranked second in the country,
yeah,
but you're not.
Zero chance.
Okay.
Zero chance. Yeah. It's wrong, and we've talked about it numerous times. Our poll question: what do you think of the Lakers hiring Mike D'Antoni over Phil Jackson as their new head coach? Phil, quit whining. Phil, you've retired twice. I don't even know why they went back to this guy. You retired twice. Good move, bad move. How about the I don't care move? But that is our ESPN Superstation poll question of the day. The coach here doesn't seem to be making that big a deal. Phil would be a calming effect. Some of the experts on ESPN are saying that D'Antoni's style is not what the Lakers are built for, and it could mean problems for the Lakers.
I find it interesting Kobe Bryant's comments about how, you know, and I guess I never would coach at that level to deal with the egos, but just his comments make you want to regurgitate on yourself. You know, the whole, I approve of what they're doing. I approve of Coach Dan. You know what? At the end of the day, you don't. It doesn't matter if you approve. You're the player. You get paid $25 million. Go play. You know, with as good as you think you are, you guys should be 5-0 without ever losing a game, you know, type of thing. So that just goes to show you my dislike for the National Basketball Association.
Our poll question yesterday, this here, let me bring the NFL up for you. Should the NFL eliminate tie games? Your three choices were yes and adopt the college football overtime system, yes, play multiple overtime periods if needed, or no, they should not eliminate tie games. I said no, they should not eliminate tie games. What did you think?
No. I mean,
we're in the minority. 52% said to adopt the college overtime system. I cannot believe that.
With the speed and the, I mean, yeah, the way those guys play defense, I think in overtime, you should be able to go do it with the kicker. You know, if you get to gamble. You know what? From the 20, it's worth 1 point. From the 30, it's worth two.
Well, I think it was Merrill Hodge yesterday said, you know what? Take the kicker out of it. You can't punt. There's no punting in overtime.
Ooh, I like that one.
You probably wouldn't want the ball first.
No.
And as one of my buddies said today, why did Kansas City take the ball last night? They haven't moved it all day long. Why would they Chiefs take the ball in overtime? And two plays
was
later,
it Marty, was it Marty Morningwig who took the ball, who declined it, yeah, wanted to go on defense first?
Yeah.
Yeah, that worked out well. Are the Lions playing this Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
Who are they playing?
Houston.
Okay.
Houston, Texas. We had Jared Crick on last week. Talk
about
that.
The Cowboys are not.
Yeah, they're playing on Thanksgiving. I think they have. You better check that real quick. I think they've got
the Browns. Well,
is it the Browns?
That's why I brought it up. We were supposed to give this. I was baiting you. It's a big lead in.
No, that's this week. They play the Browns this week.
Oh. So
it's not on Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry.
They get to kill the Browns this week.
Oh, man. Shoot. I thought that was Thanksgiving week. Just goes to show you.
Yeah, they're okay. I thought it was a conference game. They're playing the Redskins on Thanksgiving.
Man. That stinks.
It had to be one of their division rivals, because 1 year Detroit plays a division rival and then Dallas plays somebody from the other conference, and then this year
I am so disheartened. I was like, Cleveland Browns, national television with no, everybody. That's the only thing to watch. You got to watch the Browns. No. Man, am I brokenhearted.
We need to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you would like to take a shot at our trivia question for today and pick up a $25 gift card, give us a buzz. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Bob.
Oh, Bob. You know what? I told Bob last week at Husker Lunch that I had a question all fired up for you. I knew I'd forget it, Bob. Oh, my goodness. What was it? Oh, I got to think here. I had a perfect one for him. Oh. Huh. Yeah, I don't know if that was it or not. I don't know if that was this would seem like we were rigging it, because I know Bob. So I got to give Bob just a general question here. Okay, let's play fun. You said you wanted old Husker trivia. That's what you told me. You said, give me an old Husker question.
No, you said I was an old Husker.
Of course, my faithful Ord Chanticleers had one member of the starting Nebraska football team when they won their first national championship. Do you know who it was?
Well, it wasn't Jeff Quinn.
No. Third greatest quarterback in Husker history. Jeff Quinn was.
Well, that's the best I can go with right now.
Okay, now let me give you the real question. Nebraska plays Minnesota this week. Minnesota head football coach Jerry Kill spent 2 years as the head coach of which MIAA school?
Morehead State.
No, that's not it. 888-455-ESPN. I don't... I think that's either you know it or you don't. I mean, you can guess it right, but I think some people know that. They've heard this. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, what MIAA school did Jerry Kill coach 2 years at? Head coach.
I don't know. I want a different one.
You don't get a different one.
I don't know that one.
Okay, try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Mark.
Mark, Minnesota has been beaten so far this year 4 times. They're a 6-4 football team. They've scored the exact same amount of points in each loss. What is that point total?
12.
It is not 12. 888-4. Try back. 888-455-3776. How weird is that, though? All 4 losses, the exact same point total. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Joe.
Joe, Minnesota has lost 4 times with the exact same point total in each. How many points have they scored in each of their 4 losses?
6.
It is not 6. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Chris,
which school did Jerry Kill coach at in the MIAA, which is UNK's conference, the MIAA? And it was not UNK, by the way.
Washburn.
Was not Washburn. Try back. 888-455-3776. I'm going to have to go to our alternate question. I can tell I'm going to have to go to the alternate question here. Who are we chatting with?
Matt,
okay. I'm going to alternate question here, Matt. This has nothing to do with football. Is that okay?
That'll work.
Damon and I were talking during the break. They've been showing the movie The Natural a lot. Are you familiar with the movie The Natural?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no. Oh, Matt. Well, I'm going to give you a puncher's chance here. The hero is Roy Hobbs. What is his jersey number?
14.
It is not 14. Sorry, Matt. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Doug.
Doug. Let's see. We should make Doug a winner. I mean, that's a great name. We should make Doug a winner. How about that? Let's go with...
Give me the Emporia State question.
Well, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. You already know that. I got to give you the Minnesota has lost 4 games by the exact same points. How many points have they scored in their 4 losses?
14.
It is not 14. Try back. Well, he already killed our question. Yeah, Jerry Kill coached at Emporia State for 2 years. That was the MIAA school. Let's stay here with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, what was Roy Hobbs' number in The Natural?
21.
Not 21. I'll even give a clue. It's lower than 21. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Okay. We had 3 to choose from. Now we're down to 2. Should we find a new question? What do you think, Damon? Should we find a new question here for Jeremy? I don't know.
Ask him the point total one.
Okay, ask him the point total. Minnesota has lost 4 games. They've had the exact same point total in each of those 4 losses. How many points have they scored in each one of their losses?
13.
That is correct. We have got.
I like ribeyes.
Hang on the line. We'll get your information, get you set up with the gift card from Troutman's. Thanks for listening. Yeah, 13. They lost to Iowa 31-13, Northwestern 21-13, Wisconsin 38-13, Michigan 35-13. Makes me think I should predict something to 13.
That's an anomaly.
Last year, Nebraska beat them 41-2.
13.
14. Roy Hobbs' number was number 9, by the way, in The Natural. Great movie, but I couldn't stay up all night to watch it. Football tonight, Sutton Donovan Trumbull on Classic Hits 98.9, Adam Central Boone Central on 1230 KHAS, and both can be heard on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Good luck to all the teams as they continue their trek towards the state championships at Memorial Stadium next Monday and Tuesday. Of course, there'll be no show, so a couple of weeks off. Damon, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You have a great Thanksgiving holiday.
You have fun going watching the family.
I will.
Some people have relatives that play basketball in
Florida.
Alaska or North Dakota. You have them in Florida. Rough gig. That's right. Time winding down, but Husker lunch tomorrow. Sean Callahan will be on hand. We'll talk a little UNK women's hoops on Loper Link and a lot more. Also want to thank Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, head football coaches at UNK and Hastings College, for joining us today, and Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. For David Day, I'm Doug Duda on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow at our Husker lunch at Cunningham's.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.